Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
There is a lot going on, and Aaron Rodgers back in the headlines. Once again, he joined Pat McAfee yesterday, and he said maybe he's thinking this might be his last season.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL? Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Yeah. At the end of it, I read the quote. He said, you know, I'll be going away. I'll be straight up Kaiser Sose, and I'm looking forward to it. And I was like, I swear my first reaction, I don't dislike Aaron Rodgers. My first reaction, though, was we're all looking forward to it, dude. Like, you know what I mean? We can stop hearing about this so much.
Is it so? First off, I'm starting to think that he's a tortured soul. Like, there's just something. He just can't. He just everything is drama with him. He and Brett Favre's career oddly took turns like much like the other. You know, Rodgers is drafted in Green Bay. Favre was obviously traded there. He was drafted here in Atlanta. But Favre's like, I'm not going to help him. That's not my job. Rodgers is there. They draft Jordan Love when he's late in his career. He's not my job to help him. They both go then play for the Jets, which didn't help. It was not good for either guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, now they're going on another team, and they're going to try to end it. But like, but at the end of their career, every year, it's like, am I going to play? Am I not? And they're both Hall of Fame quarterbacks who are literally two of the best to ever do it. But they both have this hunger inside them that has to be like placated to and talked about, like, oh, and in the media.
Does everyone still care about me? Do you still care? So, scale of 1 to 10, how much do you believe him? How much do you think this will be his last year?
I actually believe him.
I do too.
I think he's supposedly got married in the offseason. I think he's tired. To me, he seems like a guy that just wants to win. He wants to prove that he still can do it, and he could do it, and it was not his fault in New York, and that's what he's got to prove.
Yeah.
I would say this, Mike. I don't know if you agree with this. Him getting Mike Tomlin his first playoff win without Ben Roethlisberger would probably be enough for him to say, see, Mike, you're a good coach, and I still got it too. I'm going out in the sunset.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I don't think there's any doubt that Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I think that they needed to rearrange some pieces for sure, but the timing of this statement is what makes me actually believe him. Dude, it's the end of June,
mm-hmm.
and he's been a Steeler for, what, 2 weeks? You know what I mean? Like, this is not one of those things where he's reacting to training camp and being like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this, he's actually put some thought into this, and I think that he really was on the line of not coming back to begin with. And so I think the fact that he went through minicamp and then he gets, you know, past minicamp, he's got like a month off before he has to report training camp. He's like, dude, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I would be good going back to the life I had 2 weeks ago. I'm just fine with that.
I agree, but not as much. I think when he met with them, and I think it was April. Was it April that he met with them, or was it March?
I think it was March.
It was before the draft. He met with them. I think they said, we want you. Do you want to be here? What can we do to make this work? And I believe, to this day, said, I don't want to do anything other than training camp. Yeah, well, what about mini camp? Show up for like a day and a half? Yeah, sure. I honestly believe that. I think they made it easy on him, and he was like, look, this will be a one and done, and you guys can get ready for next year with a quarterback. So.
Yeah, so Aaron just wants to ride off into the sunset with the miseries. That's what's going to be happening.
Dude.
Might
okay,
be too inside
on.
Baseball there.
Hang on. You got to bring people in on the story. You can't just drop
Here's
that. Because people
Here's
are going to think that you're the one that messed it up.
I know.
I messed it up earlier. All right, just early. I was talking about a t-shirt that a WNBA player wore.
Bro.
And that, see, you're supposed, I expect him, you're supposed to protect me. We go back along. We have Facebook memories popping
you ever
up.
Have somebody, you guys ever have somebody mess up a word so bad that you don't even know what they're talking about?
Yeah,
That's exactly what happened with Bo during the break. He was talking about the word Mrs. Mrs.
How do you say it?
M-R-S. And I go, what? He goes, how do you say it? Miserous? Miserous? And I go, what are you talking
about?
Well,
maybe, you know what?
No,
it wasn't. Hold on, Dylan.
What?
Maybe if you didn't critique every word I say, Mike.
I didn't.
You do.
I just didn't. I was trying to help you.
Maybe I'm just trying to be perfect.
I was just trying to help you.
Is this where you want to be?
You said
where y'all want to be?
You could never get that one right, man.
No, no. I'll make this even. I'll take a shot at.
I can go silent.
I'll go ahead and take a shot at Mike now because Mike has the hot goss on Taylor Swift.
I do have the hot goss on Taylor Swift. I was like, man, did y'all see that Taylor Swift did a surprise performance before Tight End University up in Nashville, Tennessee? How cool is that? Tight Ends and Friends, the concert was called. It actually included Chase Rice as well,
Cool.
Former football player at the University of North Carolina and best friend of one Garrett Reynolds, who used to play right guard here for the Atlanta Falcons. So interesting, obviously, and Charlie Warner, the Falcons tight end, is participating in Tight End University. The quote-unquote starting tight end for the Atlanta Falcons is not. So there's 50 people in Nashville participating in Tight End University, which is always – it's become a massive event. But again, Charlie Warner up there doing what he needs to do. Are you shocked Kyle Pitts is not there?
No,
I'm not either.
I'm shocked that this is a whole this is a whole thing now where they have a concert and they have fans attending.
Tight ends and friends.
I give the guys that do the pass rush thing at least they just show up and work. You're like, hey, I heard they were in Denver. Yeah, they're out there working.
It's like the ESPYs up there in Nashville.
I don't know what these diva-ass tight ends are doing, but, I mean, having concerts and stuff. But you can tell where that position's jumped the shark.
Well, and tonight the NBA draft is going down. We're going to talk to Caleb Johnson in a bit on what we can expect. That will be at 8 o'clock. But now we got to get into this Mac drop. There are some things I will just never understand. I see these videos all the time, and I want to know how they do it. How people get their dogs trained to surf. I mean,
no.
My dogs barely know how to sit.
There's dogs that surf?
Yes.
I've seen the ones that skateboard.
I've seen them surf before.
Really?
They paddle out there, too.
To the point that over the weekend in Huntington Beach, Purina held the Incredible Dog Challenge Surf Contest.
Okay, Googling.
Yeah, you can go to at Allie Mac Radio on Twitter if you want to see the footage of the dogs surfing. Corgis, Dalmatians, Pitbulls, Labs, they were all showing off their skills, riding waves. It's not just surfing. They also have dogs from all over the country come in to surf. They compete in diving, jumping through hoops, all the agility courses. And these dogs are truly pro athletes. If you really dive into it and you get in the rabbit hole that I did, some of them even have special jackets that help with muscle recovery.
That is phenomenal. Also,
I'm sorry, what?
I know. Sheesh. How amazing is that?
I want your Twitter algorithm so bad. You know what? You know what just popped up on my algorithm? Three women in the street fighting with brooms that someone turned into lightsabers on the video. Mm. And you've got dogs surfing, man.
Yeah, you
got to
start liking some positive, good feeling stuff.
Yeah, my algorithm's all messed up as well.
Your algorithm. So this year's winner was actually a repeat champ. It's a Petey, the surf dog. He is a 6-year-old terrier. He caught a long wave to secure his title. How in the world, though, do you start to train your dog to surf?
How this even starts. Like, I can't. My dog won't even go near a pool,
right.
I feel like. You know what I mean? Although he does kind of like the lake, I guess. But, like, so is the owner out there in the water and they're pushing him? That's what's going
on? It is assisted.
Okay.
They launch them, and then the dog rides the wave all the way in.
This one dog's doing the downward dog yoga pose.
Yeah, that's Petey.
And it, like, it's so working for him on his surf because he rides the wave all the way to the sand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And it's the different. This is so good. I'm looking at it on your social, obviously, and pulling it up on YouTube. And this is so good. So good. And it's the different breeds that actually make this incredible.
Oh, I know. So, Bo, I have to ask because you are management here at 92.9 The Game. Please.
No. You might have gotten somewhere had you not came at me earlier. But
with the miseries.
Yeah,
the
now your budget has so been, good. You know, I just sent your budget to Dylan's next Eagles trip.
We're going to have to do a segment at some point that's just, guess what Bo's trying to say. And just drop the word
right.
in there, and then
yeah,
we, you know.
You think we should?
Miserous.
You think we should do that segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
It seems like your budget might be cutting next, Mike.
Yeah. Mike just went from a nice camper from Campers Inn at NASCAR to a tent that Dylan's going to put up for him.
I do have to bring
it up. I'm going to let Dylan do a pop-up tent for you now.
I do have to bring it up before we go to break. My dog, my son the other day discovered weenie dogs. And was astounded. He was like, what is that? I was like, that's a weenie dog, buddy. Can we get one? And then he asked me if our dog Charlie, a boy, could have a puppy weenie dog. And I was like, that's not even close to how it works. But I love where your head's at.
Aww.
You know what I mean? He's like, can Charlie have a baby weenie dog? I'm like, no, man, that's not how it is. But I realize that thing looks pretty cool. So he was astounded to see a dog like a weenie dog.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
even understand. And he loves, I don't know why he's never put two and two together. Loves Slinky from Toy Story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Actually rode the Slinky ride down at Disney World.
Fun fact, same. My last dog was a Beagle and Dachshund, or Dachshund, however you say it, mix.
Dachshund.
No kidding.
Dachshund, yeah.
Wow.
That's what I said. Is.
That's what I thought it was,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, kind of like Dachshund. The car.
Yeah, exactly.
They spell different, though.
It is.
I'd
a little
be
bit
of
tongue twister.
Your algorithm.
Well, if you do want to see those surfing dogs, like I mentioned, it is on my Twitter, at AllieMacRadio, at 929 Morning Shift as well. And coming up, we're going to talk about those Braves because that was quite a game last night. We're also going to cover the Hawks' latest trade next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.